Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun.
Gabe S.
Done.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm Gabe S. Dunn, and it is time for a mailbag episode. For those of you watching on Patreon, which is patreon.com/GabeSDunn, here is my dog. Beans, if you're going to sit on my lap, at least look at the camera. Anyway, we are back with some of your comments and emails and some answers to some things that we asked last time. So very exciting. First of all, I want to talk about this love for our episode with Natasha Scott, who is the career and resume and job interview counselor that we had on the show. She is actually the co-host of Two Black Girls, One Rose, which is a Bachelor podcast. But then when we interviewed her on my other show, Just Between Us, we learned that she actually has a day job or a long-term career in being a career counselor. And she had so many amazing tips for resumes and job interviews and for networking. This is a comment that we got about the episode that says, "This episode was amazing. It also stirred up some feelings about networking. When Natasha and Gabe talked about it, talking to friends and family, utilizing those extended connections, it makes sense. It doesn't stir up the, oh, heck no, this is such a fake capitalist bullshit nonsense response that my university's career center pushed." Oh, so your career center, you think, pushed like something like that. Yeah, I totally understand that your career center would push something like that. Anyway, they said, "You know the little meet and greets where you're pitching yourself to a random group of business owners in a variety of industries? Thanks. I hated every minute of it. It got me exactly zero job connections." Well, to me, that makes sense because you're in front of a panel. Like, you're not getting one-on-one interaction time with these people. There's no reason for them to remember you. I mean, that's my opinion. That's Gabe's opinion. Anyway, this person continued, "I'm increasingly aware of how vital networking is going to be in my career. They hammer it into apprentices. You are building up your reputation, make it a good one. In construction, if you connect with the right people, then you have a lot of good opportunities. If you don't impress people or make connections, you'll be between work more often and for longer periods. But there's also a lot of good old boys club vibes and nepotism in the mix." I love that there's nepotism for construction. I mean, that makes sense. Also, like, good old boy vibes is, yeah. It's at play in a lot of industries still. We have a long, long way to go. Because, this person continues, "Misogyny is still very much alive on the job site. If a man gets his friend a job as a foreman, well, that's networking. But if a woman gets a foreman position, obviously she's sleeping with or dating the guy who recommended her. The amount of rage I'm throttling down at work some days, I swear." Okay, so this is super interesting to me because this is a job where people knowing each other, like, is very clearly happening. You know what I mean? Sometimes with, like, corporate stuff, it's very, like, hidden. But this is one where you can, like, clearly see what's happening. And you can clearly see, I think, more so than in some stuff where hiring is kind of back channel, if that makes sense. Thank you so much for sharing this. And I do agree that, like, obviously going to those panels, like, I'm sure for some people it's been helpful. But I do think that when you're in this big group and you're not talking to people individually and you're not like having the opportunity to like mingle and go up to people privately, it can really get lost in the sauce. And I just went to a thing like this actually with my co-host on JBU, Melissa, and my producer on this show. And it was important that we went up to each person and had individual conversations with each person. And it was interesting how many people had business cards. So actually, if you still use business cards or you think that business cards do help or are important, write in, because some people have business cards, some people have little QR codes, and I am interested in maybe getting a business card. Like, it was so out of fashion for a while, and now I wonder if it is worth it to have business cards. So write in and let me know if you think I should have a business card and what it should say on it. Because I have so many things going on, I'm not sure what to put on my business card or what would make the most sense. I think I would put a QR code that would go to my website. But I thought that they were useless. And then at this event, so many people had them. So maybe business cards are back in style. Very recently, I used Indeed to get hired for a part-time job. The employer put their job listing up on Indeed. That's where I found it. I applied through Indeed and I got the job. Indeed made the hiring process so easy. I was able to search for all kinds of jobs based on my skills and being able to look at really easy to read descriptions from the jobs about what they were looking for in a candidate. If I needed to hire someone again, I would absolutely use Indeed. And I also have been telling everyone when they've been saying that they want to look for a job or they don't know where to find a job, I was like, you gotta use Indeed. I've literally told like 4 people like, oh, I found this job on Indeed. That's where you should look if you're looking to find a job. And the job I was looking for, they needed someone really quickly because they were growing so fast. So they needed to hire the right person very fast, and it was so important. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I sincerely love Indeed. I went on there. It was incredibly easy. I literally got hired in September for a job actually using Indeed. I know this is a podcast ad, but I mean it. I really did use Indeed. I really do recommend Indeed. It all happened so fast and I didn't even have to really stress. I found what I wanted. I got the job. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And if you're looking to hire, you need to use Indeed because you'll find people like me. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. No matter what our day looks like, we need nourishment that fuels us. Cachava's whole body meal shakes will keep your body and mind nourished all day. The Cachava new strawberry flavor is bursting with real strawberry and benefits. Plus, the matcha just fuels me with a flavor that I would already be getting. One thing that I like to do to incorporate Cachava into my daily routine is I add peanut butter and a little bit of iced coffee, and it helps me stay energized, focused, and calm. It's basically a way that I can grab a breakfast on the go. And it's super easy to make a superfood-packed shake with Cachava. All the good stuff your mind and body crave for whole body health. With every 2 scoops of Cachava, you get 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. There are no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. Rethink your definition of fast food. It mixes into a smooth and creamy shake, whether you use a shaker bottle or a blender, and it's a comprehensive all-in-one meal. Think protein shake, meal replacement, greens and veggies, essential vitamins and minerals, and so much more. You've never tasted strawberry like this. Go to cachava.com and use code BADMONEY for 15% off your order. That's Cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code BADMONEY for 15% off.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Okay, this is a comment from the Discord that I just wanted to share with people. And it's from someone who wrote, looking to celebrate your top surgery or someone else having top surgery coming up, I sell top surgery plushies on Etsy with all proceeds going to a local binder giveaway organization in the DC area. And then the Etsy shop is called Trans Art by Rory. And I just think that's like a really fun and cool small business. And I wanted to promote that. I think that person left that comment actually on my other show, The New Guys, which is a trans podcast, but I wanted to share it here because it is a small business and it is like someone promoting their art and their work. And I want to promote that. And also I think the idea of top surgery dolls with little top surgery scars is a really, really cute idea. Okay. This is an email from Liz. Hi, Gabe. You mentioned long-term care insurance in your Choosing Child-Free episode. I think that end-of-life care is something that should be covered in detail in a later episode if you feel like thinking about getting old. I'm sorry, but the following story is going to mention owning and selling houses a lot. We put my grandfather into a memory care facility for almost a year at the end of his life, before the plague, back in 2018-2019. And luckily, the sale of his house and savings covered the stay. He didn't have any long-term care insurance. My parents are doing end-of-life planning, and we're talking to a friend whose mother had long-term care insurance to find out if it was worth it. It turns out a lot of plans have a waiting period where you have to cover the stay at the facility for a set period before the insurance kicks in. Wait, what? Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. The plan my parents' friend's mother had a 6-month waiting period. So she died before any of her stay was covered. But not only had they paid into this insurance for years, they had to pay for 4.5 months of expensive care out of pocket. Oh my God. I'm shook. Okay. I'm really shook by this information. Ugh, that's so unfair. Okay. This is pretty common, and most people die in less than 6 months of entering a nursing home. And then this person links to geripal.org, GERIPAL.org, which I assume stands for Geriatric Pal or geriatric palliative care, maybe? Anyway, yes, go to GERIPAL.org for more information about this. My parents decided to do what my grandpa did and hope that their house can cover any long-term care expenses instead of getting insurance. I know not everyone can buy a house and use it to fund end-of-life care, so I would love to hear more information on the subject and what other opinions are out there. I have learned that often, if you are married, the first spouse to get sick and die uses up all the savings, so the surviving spouse often has nothing left when they get sick, and it can be a huge problem. I hope this is not too depressing of a topic, and you can find someone who knows more, Liz. I don't think it's too depressing. I think we like to get real here. I think it's really important, actually, to get very real and very specific here. It is interesting because, like, if you do have savings for this kind of thing, but also a lot of times people want to leave their house or their savings to their children. Like, so obviously if you don't have kids that, and you do own a home and you do have savings, that can be used instead of long-term care insurance. But, you know, I think people want to leave trust to their nieces and nephews or to their children or their grandchildren. I think there's a lot of people who want to use, maybe they want their kids to be able to move into the house and keep the house. So I do think it is very individualized. If you are someone who knows a lot about end of life care, I would love to speak to you. I think that is a very specific type of work. And you don't have to be a doctor, but just someone who maybe works in even like admin, I think would be really helpful. But Liz, this email was actually very helpful on its own. So I do appreciate it. And it is something that we should cover in depth. You know, we cover retirement, but we never cover end of life, you know? I think a little bit we have touched on it in some episodes, but it would be good, you're right, to do a very in-depth one. Okay, this is someone else who really liked Natasha's episode. Gabe, you always know the advice I need somehow. Thank you for bringing Natasha on, heart. If you like the show, leave a 5-star podcast review any place you listen to podcasts, something like what you said about Natasha here would be a perfect comment if you wanted to leave a comment. You can see those actually when they get published on any of the apps. So if you want the attention of, oh my gosh, I left a comment, I'll read it on the show. And then also people will be able to see it and you'll be like, I don't know, minorly famous.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So this is a letter from Anonymous in Detroit. Hi, Gabe. I'm a fellow listener from Detroit, Michigan. I'm a huge fan of your work. I've read your financial books so many times that I pretty much reference them by memory. Oh my God, that's so sweet. My books are called Bad with Money and another one is called Stimulus Wreck. Okay. I remember getting your Bad with Money book with a free trial of Audible and one free credit I got from a YouTuber's promo link when I was completely down on my luck. I was completely broke and depressed, but that book helped me figure out some financial issues and hangups that I have and helped me get through my funk. As soon as I was done with the book, I jumped to your podcast and I've been a fan ever since. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. Oh my God. Okay. That's really sweet. Thank you. Your work with Bad with Money has helped me so much with my own financial journey, though I still have a few hiccups here and there, which is why I'm writing to you now. LOL. Oof. This is one that I definitely needed to read before I get into my own situation. Ugh, okay. I'm currently working as a hostess for a fancy 5-star restaurant. It's a pretty ritzy place. I'm not in love with the job, but I like the working environment and my coworkers, so that keeps me there. I'm currently making more money than I ever made, at $17 an hour, which sounds great till you get to the amount of hours I get. You see, my hours fluctuate a lot. One month I'm getting between 25 to 35 hours a week, and the next month I'm barely scraping up 10 hours a week. This isn't good when one is trying to move out of their mom's place, keep up with bills and debt payment, and become financially independent. It's also disparaging because I've been a loyal employee for about 2 years, loyals in quotes. The longest they've been able to keep a hostess, so I feel like I've earned some form of seniority or financial security from the job. It doesn't help that the hostess position is one of the lowest paid positions in the place, so that coupled with the inconsistent hours is, pardon my French, fucked. I'm at the point of considering either finding a second job, quitting and finding a new job, or selling my blood plasma on the side to keep up with bills. I'm just so financially frustrated at the moment with no stable solution in sight. If you have any advice, I'm open to listening. Thank you for everything you do. Signed, Anonymous from Detroit. This is very interesting because this is an experience that someone close to me has just had, in that they were not getting promoted at a restaurant job and they had been there for a while and they were very loyal to the restaurant. And they ended up talking to the owners of the place and laying out why they thought that they deserved to be promoted. And they had talking points when they went in, and it was because they were doing X, Y, and Z amount of work. They had taken initiative in this way. For them, it was cleaning and organizing the liquor closet when nobody was doing it or had specifically set aside time to do it. And so that was them going above and beyond. And they were able to indicate that to the owners, who they had kept up a friendly relationship with whenever they saw them. And in that way, they were able to be promoted. But it took longer than both they and I thought it should have taken. So I think maybe even just speaking to them about how you are willing to work more hours and you really like the job and you want to be someone who, you know, you are someone they can rely on and you want to be working more hours and if there was any way that they could possibly do that for you. You know, nobody's going to be upset to hear that people want to work more or that they like their job. The other thing is, we have an episode actually coming out. I don't know if it'll be out yet, but we have one coming out with my boyfriend, Alex, all about changing careers. So all about feeling like you need something different. You need to jump to something else. The risks involved with that. And so when you said quitting and finding a new job, there is an episode coming out that will be about changing careers. We also did an episode with Natasha Scott about career counseling and resume building. And so it might be worth finding a new job, honestly. Or my friend who was looking for a promotion did an interview at another restaurant and got an offer from another restaurant and then sort of said, you know, not like threateningly, but was just sort of, you know, whether you feel like you can let them know that you had another offer or not, but just having that in your mind when you go in, even if you don't let them know, but just when you have that in your mind, you won't feel as desperate or frazzled when you go in and ask for the promotion or when you ask for more hours. Because there might be a place that's willing to pay you more, which is what happened here. So with my friend. So I don't think you have no stable solution in sight. I think you've listed some really good ideas. And I think it's worth going down the pathway to those. If anyone has experience specifically in the restaurant industry, write in and let me know, because this anonymous person deserves your help. And thank you for being so kind. Especially need it today. Finally, speaking of, last episode, I asked for people to write in with examples of Canadian money experts that we could potentially interview, because I do want to talk about Canada and money. And so this person wrote in and said, for Canadian money experts to potentially interview, Alyssa Davis, aka Mixed Up Money, based in Calgary, co-host of Money Feels, focuses on financial anxiety and is going to grad school to become a therapist and help people with money anxiety and trauma. Bridget Casey, based in Edmonton, co-host of Money Feels, focuses on teaching stock market investing and being a high income earner. I don't actually follow these two, but I am tangentially aware of them. And then there are two more. So they do follow the first two. These are another two examples. Parween Mander, based in Vancouver, focuses on financial literacy and trauma from the lens of a South Asian daughter of immigrants. And Elise Fulmore, based in Calgary, focuses on financial literacy and trauma from a neurodivergent, ADHD, and queer lens. Sorry in advance if this isn't where suggestions are supposed to go. Oh, because they commented on the Discord. So yes, those are four amazing examples, and I will probably try to have all of them on at some point. Let's do a whole Canadian month. Why not? So yeah, thank you so much for those suggestions. If you have actually any suggestions for experts in your particular country, and you want to send them to me, I would love to do episodes about every particular country. We did an entire international season a while back where we talked about the Netherlands and South Korea and Germany. So if you want to go back and find those international episodes, I highly recommend them. That was such a fun series to do. I'm open to doing that again. I'm open to doing financial experiences in other countries. We actually have an episode coming up with Mr. Money Jar, who's a UK financial expert. And we're going to be talking to him all about money in the United Kingdom. So more. If you want to get specific, Wales, hello, where are Welsh money experts? Anyway, yes, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/GabeSDunn. You can follow us there and get videos of these episodes. And also, I'm going to start posting more stuff there. It's been a little sparse and I apologize. If you want to leave a review, do so on anywhere you listen to podcasts, 5 stars. You don't have to write a lot, but if you want to, that'd be super helpful. I'm back on Cameo at cameo.com/GabeSDunn. I'm also on Instagram at GabeSDunn. And this show is on Instagram at BWMPod. It would mean a lot to me if you would follow me over there. I think that's everything. So I will release you into your Friday. Love you. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual. Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane King. Post-production sound by Coco Lorenz. And music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.